should the Northwest 200 get more funding from the government, more taxpayers' money? Well, the Northwest 200, Mervyn White, thinks the event does not get its fair share. In the Belfast Telegraph today, he compares its treatment to that given to showpiece golfing events. And he says there should be a level playing field. So is he right? Should the Northwest get more government support despite all of the dangers involved? 0-30-30-80-55-55. The commentator Malachy O'Doherty with us today. The sports journalist Stephen Beacom. Malachy, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen. How
morning,
are you?
Good morning. So here's Mr. White saying, "Look, let's get taxpayers' money and make this event even bigger, Stephen."
Well, listen. First of all,
and
Stephen,
safer,
whenever I'm talking about handing out government money, my first instinct is to give as much as possible to health and education. That would be my priority, that's for sure. But when you're talking about sport, it's always a tricky issue over who comes first in the pecking order. And of course, over the recent years, golf has been getting hundreds of thousands of pounds from the government. The Giro d'Italia, that great cycling race, was they invested in that as well. In terms of the Northwest 200, it is the biggest standalone annual sporting event in Northern Ireland, and indeed one of the biggest events in Northern Ireland, full stop. And Mervyn White, listen, I've known Mervyn for a long time, and he's a guy who takes things very seriously about the Northwest. And I believe if he's saying that the Northwest 200 should have more money from government, he probably has a point. Take a look at these figures, Stephen, or listen to these figures. The Northwest races, they're worth $4.5 million in tourism revenue to the local area and $103 million to the wider Northern Ireland economy. The Northwest gets a global TV audience of 800 million viewers. You know, so that is astonishing. Yet the biggest single source of revenue for the Northwest comes from its program.
But can you really compare to the big prestigious golfing events? They're a different level altogether.
Well, you have to remember that the prestigious golfing events come here now and then. You know, the Northwest has been here for years, and it's going to be here for years to come, and it's an annual event. And I do genuinely believe that the Northwest, if there is government money available, and of course we have to get a government sorted out first, Stephen, because you'll remember yourself, you covered it so much on your show, the government fell quicker than Humpty Dumpty on the back of the RHI scandal. So let's get a government sorted first, and
okay,
let's get talking about this.
Well, I think there's a few issues here. I mean, there's a question of why it would be funded and how it would be funded. Personally, I think there's a problem with the current funding arrangement. I think the BBC being a funder is a problem because the BBC has effectively a kind of conflict of interest there. It is promoting an event and cheering on an event which has the potential every year to become a serious, dark and negative news story because people die at the Northwest 200. So I think the BBC should withdraw from that and should behave journalistically in its handling of the Northwest 200.
Well, people die from boxing. Are you suggesting the BBC shouldn't cover that?
Well, there's an argument there as well. There's an argument there as well. But we're
Formula One, the BBC shouldn't cover that ever either.
Well, let me move to my next point first before we deal with that, because I don't have a clean answer to that. But the other point of it is, how might extra money be spent? And I think one of the ways that extra money might be spent to improve the Northwest 200 would be to make it safer. And I think that's something that Mervyn White, and I know Mervyn myself, would have in mind.
It but does get money for safety, Malachy. This presumably is money for promotion.
It's not enough in terms of the psychological profiling of the contestants. When you have contestants who talk about how they relish their next accident, as Guy Martin has done, and you have contestants who die and leave behind writings which suggest that they would rather have died than have lived on to the age of 60, then I think you're talking about a problem within a section of the people who want to participate in
road
racing.
You want to psychologically profile bikers? That's what you want to do?
I would pull Guy Martin. I would say, look, Guy Martin, there's a quote from you saying that you relish your next accident. Do you stand over that? And if you do, you're not taking part.
Stephen?
In terms of the whole safety aspect, we could go on about that all day. Listen, I know a lot of bikers, I know a lot of sportsmen, they come out with a lot of quotes that they don't really mean. And I'm sure Guy Martin wants to live until he's 100, and I'm sure he's got a lot of things to do. I have a lot of time for the motorcyclists who go out there. They're brave men, in my opinion, and Malachy might see it differently. But there is the point that in every sport there are dangers. I know Malachy's a big fan of cycling. Listen, there's been already a death in world cycling this year. There are accidents, there are deaths in loads of other sports. You're right in what you say, Stephen, in terms of the safety aspect.
Yeah, but risk, speed, danger, that's at the heart of what the Northwest 200's all about, is it not? Oh.
It is, and you know what? Here's the thing. Over 100,000 people turn out to see it because they want to see that speed. They want
Does
to
that
see
make it right?
Well, do you know what? It makes it. I enjoy going to the Northwest. So does that make me wrong? I love going to the Northwest. It's one of the greatest events in Northern Ireland.
Well, it might not make you wrong, but should public money and lots more public money be going into funding something which has danger at the heart of it?
In my opinion, Stephen, the Northwest does a whole lot more good for Northern Ireland than it does bad. And if there is government money available, I would sincerely suggest that they give it to the Northwest for promotion and more particular for safety. I know that the Northwest recently got £124,000 for safety. And I would give it even more than that.
So are you saying that tourism is more important, economic benefit, in other words, is more important than the serious injury that happens every other year?
Well, as I said at the start of this, my first instinct in any government money scenario is to give it to health and education, to give it to infrastructure. But if there is money available, certainly give it to the Northwest to help safety, to help promotion. Listen, the government's been giving money to sport for years. If you think about what it's done for Windsor Park, if you think about what it's done for Kingspan Stadium, it's going to do the same for Casement Park. The sport makes people happy.
0-30-30, 80-55.
I'd be all in favour of giving money to sport.
55. How would you feel about the Northwest 200 getting more funding from government? This is what Mervyn White wants to happen. Vinti's in Belfast. Morning, Vinti.
Hiya, Stephen. Stephen, you see when you bring Malachy on, listen, he's entitled to his opinion, but he puts people in bad mood.
Vinti, what have I done to you?
I'm glad you found it very funny, Malachy. Listen, see, sport. Jim, Stephen Beacom's out there. Everybody loves sport. There was actually a guy called Malachy Cycling, and as he says, you like cycling. Do you want to ban that? There was a guy called in the cricket pitch as well.
The risks are far greater in road racing. I mean, most countries in the world will not allow road racing as a sport. It's a huge advertising extravaganza for the bike manufacturers, and it encourages young men to risk their lives for competition and for thrills. And I personally would want to stand back from that. And I personally would think that anyone with, that the media, for instance, should stand back and take a very cool look at that. We are encouraging people to take their lives in their hands, and every year people die. Five died at the Isle of Man TT last year. One died.
Okay. When you drive down to work, I'm a taxi driver. I'm putting my life at risk every day. Anybody gets into your car or doing stuff.
Well, you're not doing 120 miles an hour along a country road, are you?
Hold on, Stephen. These guys who are doing this here are doing it because they love it. And you know something? It brings so much money into this country for tourism and stuff. Give them all the money.
At what cost, Vindy?
What cost? Stephen, these guys are taking these bikes onto the road because they love it. It's their sport. And they're all adults. And they know what risks they're doing.
So here's an hypothesis, okay? Government, on the one hand, spends money telling people not to speed. And on the other hand, spends money funding something where speed is seen as exciting and thrilling.
See, look at Formula One. That's the richest sport in the world.
You know, and it's safer. Safer, Vinti.
I wouldn't say that, Malachy. Mm-hmm. Malachy, I'll tell you something. See, in regards to sport, it might be a wee bit safer, but you look out on the road. How many cyclists are...
Vinti, Formula One is safer because the drivers themselves asked for safety because they wanted proper courses properly managed. The Northwest 200 is the open road. That's the problem with
it. That might be true, but I'm sure those drivers are responsible enough, Malachy.
They're not. Do you know, Vinti, you know they're not. Some of the things they come out with.
I don't, Malachy, I don't. You're putting words in my mouth.
I'm sorry if I'm putting words in your mouth. Look, please God, there will be no accidents this year. Please God, there will be a safe Isle of Man TT. But when it happens, you listen to what is said after someone dies. I have seen people that I thought were good journalists saying things like, it's what he would have wanted. You know, there is a
Probably right, Malachy. That's probably true, isn't it?
If this is so right, why is it bad that England and Wales? Stephen? Road racing. Road racing is not allowed in England and Wales. Stephen
Beacon? One of the things about road racing is that in Northern Ireland, it's got such a loyal and passionate following. And there's almost an obsession with it. If you read Michael Dunlop's new book, his autobiography, Road Racer, it's in my blood. I would recommend it. It's an amazing book. It tells you and gives you an insight into what's in a road racer's mind. And Michael Dunlop, Malachy's right in this point. Michael Dunlop just wants to go as fast as he humanly can on a motorbike. It's as simple as that. And
what speed does he get up to?
As possible. Oh, listen, he can get up to over 200 miles per hour, no question about it. And beyond that, and knowing Michael, he'd probably want to go at 300 miles per hour. But
on country roads, Stephen.
Yes, indeed. His book's fascinating read because it details what happened to his dad, Robert, who of course sadly died at the Northwest. Yeah. It details about his love for the sport grew, his obsession for the sport grew, and he is one of those guys that just wants to go as fast as he can.
How would you feel, Stephen, about a son or I don't know what your family is, but a son or a nephew or cousin of yours taking up road racing? Would you encourage them in that?
Well, I have a son and a daughter, and I love to see them play sport of any kind. I love to see them outside and being active, Malachy. And my honest answer to you today is, no, I would not want to see them go on a bike. And no, I would not want to see my son or daughter race at the Northwest 200. Because although I love the race, of course there's that dangerous element to it. And I suppose, like many parents out there, I would just love them to have a lovely job, doing something that they love without the dangers.
You see the way you argue the tourism and how good the sport is for the economy. Well, presumably in the past, throwing Christians to the lions was a good spectacle for some people in ancient Rome. There wouldn't be very many people would actually try to justify it or say it was anything but wrong.
I think it's slightly different there, Stephen, whenever you're talking about throwing Christians to the lions, because...
I'm obviously using the analogy as in it was a spectacle which many people went to watch. I'm not suggesting it was right. I'm saying it was a tourism event.
Yes, but what I would add is that people don't go to the Northwest to watch people crash, in my opinion. They go there to watch them race these motorbikes at incredible speeds.
The risk of crashing adds to the excitement, does it not?
Well, of course there's a risk of crashing.
So
and yes, it adds to the excitement, but listen, 100,000 people at Go, Stephen, they don't want to see people crash. I don't want to see anyone crash. I don't want to see any accidents. I don't want to see any deaths at any sporting event, let alone the Northwest 200.
The most telling thing you've said, Stephen, is you would not want your own son or daughter to do it. You know,
but you know what? But I will say this, Malachy. You see, if they did it and they wanted to do it, I would support them 100%, and I'd be right there behind them, backing them every step of the way.
Lawrence is saying, "Field, morning, Lawrence."
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, the Northwest brought in more money to this country in one season. The amount of spectators that come, they just don't come to the Northwest. They come and they stay for an extra week, and then they usually go to the Isle of Man. And Malachy's cycling thing, that Euro d'Italia, it got thousands from the government. And what did it bring in? Damn all. Very, very little in comparison to the motorcycle racing. And the bonus.
Sorry, what did you say brought in little?
A man that needs to get a life.
What did you say brought in little?
Pardon?
What did you say brought in very little?
Say that again.
What did you say brought in very little?
Well, Euro d'Italia didn't bring anything anywhere near what the Northwest brings in.
So, I have no objection to the state funding sport. I mean, they built Windsor Windsor Park. They're going to build this big thing at Kisland Park, but they put money, we put state money, government money into the arts.
Yes, but you're always against motorcycling. You're up against motorcycling.
Yes, I am, but it's not by virtue. I'm not against
it. Can you tell me a sport, Malachi, that hasn't had casualties, fatalities in it? Cycling has deaths in it.
Yeah, I'm talking about every sport, there's a certain element of risk.
Motorcycling may be slightly higher than most, but it is one of the best sports in the world. And you're a very sad person that every year you have to try and run the motorcycling down. Look, it is a bigger following than your cycling by far.
Of course it has. Of course it's a huge sport. It's hugely popular. People love it. And I would probably love it.
Why do you keep trying to run it down? Can you not just accept that it is a very, very popular sport? Probably one of the most popular sports here in this country. And can you not just accept that and shut up and give over about all your chirping?
I do accept all that you say, and I also accept the principle of government funding sport as it funds the arts. What I'm saying about road racing, and particularly the Northwest 200, is that we want to step back from this a bit and think about how dangerous. It's proportionately much
back,
more dangerous.
Step back. An event that brings upon thousands of spectators to this country.
And how does that make it right? You know, that is not an argument.
Where is your cycling whenever a cyclist comes off and gets killed? How does that make it right?
Proportion. I'm talking about...
No, I'm talking about there's the same risk, an element of risk in all sports.
The same risk. Rugby players have killed. That's the thing you said yet. There's not the same risk.
Killed. Rally drivers killed. But get me all, you never shout about them. Never. You're always on about motorcycling.
Well... My sense is that there's a proportionately greater risk. Not a fact, it's a fact.
Because
it's in my
proportionally
sense.
Greater,
proportionally greater risk.
And you have to try and run it down.
I think you need to let Malachi finish, Lawrence.
And I don't seek to run it down, but I seek to say things like people in my profession, which is journalism, which are in their dealings with road racing, should step back from this and look at it with a colder eye and be journalists in their dealing with it and not be supporters of it.
So do you think the BBC should be dropping coverage of it altogether?
No, not coverage, but I think they should be dropping sponsorship of it. Yes, I do. I don't think that's a, you know. I mean, obviously, there's a complex argument there because other sporting events are you buy the broadcast rights to them, but effectively it's sponsorship of the sporting event itself. And I don't think that the BBC, which is supposed to be the most impartial of news organisations in the world, should be promoting something like that.
Well, Malachi, the BBC is impartial, but part of surely what the BBC should be doing is being and is part of the fabric of local society and creating partnerships throughout society, where it is.
Yeah, I know those arguments and I know that they do that and it's an organisation I've been part of for a very long time and I have a great love for. But I do think that you have a conflicted situation when you have a sporting event which routinely, and this is an awful thing to say because we've got our fingers crossed about this year, but routinely produces death on the roads, right?
Okay. Your cycling produces deaths on the roads.
You're just going to have to go back to your dictionary and look up the word proportion, aren't you?
Hold on. You said that the road races are on open roads. Your cyclists are racing on open roads. Is that not dangerous?
It is dangerous, yeah.
And why don't you shout about stopping it? Get them onto a proper track.
I didn't even say you should stop road racing. Look, I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name, but I didn't.
Lawrence. His name's Lawrence.
Lawrence.
The North.
I'm not saying stop it.
The Northwest, the TV rights of the Northwest, the BBC makes an awful lot of money and has a very high rating of viewers for that programme, more than your pushbikes will ever have.
Okay, well, fair enough. I mean,
you really don't like pushbikes, Lawrence, do you?
Okay, all's in your head is you're anti-motorcycle. You cannot put a decent word for it for motorcycling. And I don't know.
Well, that's because Lawrence.
Lawrence,
that's because he feels it kills people, and it does kill people.
Pardon?
Malachi is passionate about this because he feels the sport kills people, and it does kill people. And he doesn't want anybody to die anymore through it.
But he's passionate about cycling, and it kills people. And I have yet to hear him on shouting that the BBC should not have done the Euro d'Italia because there's people who get killed in cycling.
The point I want to make that you don't seem to have got, Lawrence, is I'm not asking for this to be banned.
right? I'm not saying that road racing should be banned. I think in a practical...
Hold on, Lawrence. Let the man finish.
In a practical world, it would not be possible to ban it. People would go ahead and do it anyway because they have such a commitment to it and such an obsession with it that they will do it. And they will go on risking their lives. Therefore, it's better that it is organised by people like Mervyn White and controlled as much as possible. But it is... We are feeding an obsession by encouraging people to participate in it when we cheer them along. And I think that compromises the BBC. I mean, you get a situation of which we really, really hope doesn't happen, but where there's an accident at the Northwest 200 and you've one voice from the BBC cheering, you know, enthusing about these amazing speeds these men are making, and at the same time another voice, expressing the sorrow and grief.
Well, this is it.
That is a conflict.
The reason we're doing this today, it's back page story in the Belfast Telegraph. Their headline today, Northwest Chief White calls for sport funding equality. And frustrated Northwest 200 race chief Mervyn White says the Beltel has called on government here to provide the same level of support for the 88-year-old Speed Spectacular as lavished on occasional marquee events. Stuart and Claugher. Morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Stephen. I have to agree with Mulligan in this. I think your last caller is a bit unfair. You can't compare other sport events to cycling. Motorcycling, they're professionals, and the Dunlop family, they're all professionals, and they drive at breakneck speeds, and if a chain seizes or anything happens on a bike and they come off, it usually is a fatality. You know what I mean? The revenue that the Northwest is making is colossal. I think that's what the main word is, revenue.
By the way, can I just correct something that I got wrong earlier? Apparently there is one road racing event in England, so I got that wrong. Go ahead, Stuart.
No, it's just that, you know what I mean, the drive at breakneck speed, like a fellow there rang up, he said that, you know what I mean, he drives the roads, he's a taxi driver, so am I, but you're not driving at breakneck speed. You're not going around corners at absolute massive maximum speed.
Maybe let Stephen Beacom talk to you.
Hi, how are you? Clocker's a lovely town. I love it very much.
It's a lovely wee village, but I just feel that, you know what I mean, that the revenue that it's making, it's a bit like the Grand National, isn't it? You know what I mean? Look at the amount of horses that die in a Grand National. If it's making revenue, if it's making money, leave it alone. You know what I mean? I'm not against motorcyclists. I know a few motorcyclists. But, you know what I mean, I just feel that, you know what I mean, you can give a couple of examples, like an aeroplane. If anything goes wrong up in an aeroplane, once it happens, it's usually fatalities as well.
How do you feel about it being on the BBC? That's one of Malky's points.
I think it should, but I don't think you should wipe it off the BBC. There's a lot of people who love motorbikes. There's a few people in my area that go to the Northwest, they camp out. It's the whole adrenaline, it's the whole day out, this whole experience. No, you shouldn't wipe it. I just feel as if, that, you know what I mean, there should be just more safety measures brought in.
I think in terms of safety, they're trying to improve safety all the time. And to be fair to the government, whenever they were up and running, they did give money for safety. Mervyn White's point from the Telegraph is basically he wants parity of esteem, to use a great politician's word. And the Irish Open does get incredible amounts of money. The Open gets incredible amounts of money. The Giro lavished thousands upon thousands upon that. I was behind that 100%. And I'm also behind giving more money if it is available to the Northwest to help safety, to help promotion. And listen, I take Malachy's point. Malachy is entitled to his own opinion here. And the passion that this subject has obviously, it's raging inside people from what their listeners have been saying today to you, Stephen. In terms of the BBC, listen, the BBC do a fantastic job with the Northwest 200. It's got, because of the BBC, you get a global audience of 800 million viewers. Malachy's right in what he says. If motor racing or road racing was banned, let's still go out and do it. So let's try and do it in as safe an environment as possible. Let's try and support this incredible event because that's what it is. And if there is money available from government, and please, government, Northern Ireland politicians, get your act together and get back up to Stormont and start running the country. If that government money is available, we'll then have a meeting, discuss what needs to be done. And if it is there, yes, I would give some money to the Northwest 200.
Albert and Clingormley. Morning, Albert.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, just talking about the BBC. The BBC had a series of programmes, I think it was three, just recently, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, using licensed payers' money or taxpayers' money, whatever you like to make, making that programme or buying that from a private company and promoting road racing in Northern Ireland, showing what road racing was all about in Northern Ireland.
It's a very well-made programme, was it not?
Why are you crying about basically using taxpayers' money to promote, you know...
I'm not crying about anything. I'm asking a question as to whether you'll feel that taxpayers' money should be used to promote the Northwest 200.
Well, it's used, Stephen, for other events, other sporting events in Northern Ireland. And why should you deny the Northwest money out of that? And as previous callers and your guests there said, basically they've got thousands of pounds in other sports, but not at the Northwest. And that money will be used for safety and other things to try and make it safe. And you talk about people getting killed.
But can you make it safe? If people are intent at driving at those speeds, and if danger is part of it, can you make it safer?
Well, if you look at it, we love to see Johnny Ray doing what he did over the last couple of years, and this year especially again. We talk about taking it on to tracks. Well, if you look at the tracks, there was a guy killed in a MotoGP only 3 years ago. There was a guy killed in a freak accident in Formula One about 3 years ago where he had a digger. You know, people are going to get, unfortunately, killed in this kind of sport. We have drag racing where they're doing basically 300 mile an hour in 4 seconds, which is a dangerous sport. You know, and they're all getting sponsored from companies, yes, but they also get investment from their own government. And we should be promoting that in the Northwest.
Listen, thank you very much. Malachy, nice to talk to you as always. Steve,
all the best.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen. All the best.
Thanks, Stephen. All the best.
Morning to you both.